Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I am Sam Halligan, a missionary at Damascus, where we work to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we are reflecting on a gospel passage from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 36 through 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be returned by measure out to you." And this morning, as we start with this passage, what I want to first do is determine what this passage is about and what it's not about. So let's first start with what it isn't, okay? So this gospel passage isn't something that Jesus is saying his love or his relationship isn't transactional. It's not like karma. It's not like what goes around comes around. What Jesus is trying to say here is actually a revelation of the character of God. It's actually his nature. Okay, so sometimes you've heard the expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, or you're a chip off the old block, like father, like son. And this is obviously true when we think about our relationship with our father or our parents, right? When we see our parents, oftentimes we see similarities between our parents and ourselves. I think about my own dad, right? Sometimes I'll be in mass with him when I come back home, right? And I'll just look out of the corner of my eye, and it's weirdly similar. About the same time, we'll both have our arms crossed. We'll maybe have one hand on our lips. We'll have and carry the same mannerisms, right? Because the way that our parents are, we carry a very similar mannerism, a very similar attitude, and it's because it's our DNA, right? We carry the same DNA as our parents, and it's actually in our DNA to be like our dad, right? Jesus says, "Be perfect like your heavenly Father," right? So Jesus' expectation is actually that we would carry a very similar mannerism, a very similar character to our Father. And in the reading today, Jesus says to his disciples, to his believers, he says, "Be merciful." So that means the Father's merciful. "Stop judging." That means the Father doesn't want to judge us, right? "Stop condemning." That means the Father doesn't have condemnation, right? We want to be like our Father when we forgive, because the Father is forgiving. And we don't do this to earn something from him. We don't do it in order to receive a transaction or to earn something, because that's not what he's about. He is good, right? And so oftentimes when we encounter the goodness of God, we just want to give everything away. We want to be able to have that full measure that Jesus is talking about at the end of this passage, where he says, "For the measure with which you measure will be returned by measure out to you." All right, and I remember my sophomore year of college, when I encountered the goodness of God, I had a personal experience with the powerful love of Jesus. He spoke a word into my heart in the silence of adoration. He just said the words, "I thirst. I thirst for you, Sam. I want you to know me, and I want others to know me through you." And in this moment of personal revelation of knowing the goodness of God, I wanted to give all away. I was a sophomore in college, and I wanted to actually become a missionary from that moment. I remember wanting to transform my college campus, wanting to live a life set apart, and I wanted to pour out. I wanted to give all that I could. And just like Jesus says in this gospel, "Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." So we don't do these things to earn anything from God, but just because how good he is. And so today, what I want us to do is I want you on your drive to work to think about how good God is. That a relationship with him isn't based off of doing things in order to earn something from him, but rather after seeing and encountering his goodness, it's only right and just to make a return on the goodness that God has shown us. And so on your drive today, what ways has God blessed you? What ways has he poured out? And which way can we pour back into him? And I want to pray for us as we begin to close. Let's pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I thank you so much for every person listening. I thank you that you are so good. You're better than we think you are. You want to give us good gifts, and you want us to pour out unto you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would pour out an awareness into our hearts today of how we can become more like you, how we can be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, how we can carry the nature and the character of God into every situation and every experience we have today. We praise your name, and we bless you in your mighty name, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, verse 36 through 38. Once again, I am Sam Halligan, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. And remember, today on your drive into work, whose image you are made in. You're made in the image of a good Father who is pleasing and perfect. So let's live in the image of that Father today. Amen.